100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's a really nice day out, even though it rained a little. It's like nice. I don't know how to describe it. I should probably open the door and let a breeze come through. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is a pick two. Give It All, Empty, Churrasco, Fiendishly Difficult, and Click. We got some stories in. I think some people are taking a break, and that's okay. You can send in your stories a little later. I don't mind. I think folks will look forward to it. Anyway, here are the stories, and I'll talk with you afterwards.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 988 with a prompt of Give It All. So here's my story. Bilbert spun to face Sabrina. What are you doing? I wasn't going to tell them you were here. I know, she dropped her head sadly. Your family has a reputation to maintain. I don't want you to give it all up because of me.
Good, the woman stood up. Get your things. Your family is waiting.
Sabrina went upstairs. Where's she going? Bilbert asked, feeling empty.
I can't tell you, Calabasa said. Privacy concerns.
She's my friend. I have the right to know. Bilbert's voice rose in pitch. She sneered.
No, you're a little boy. You have no rights.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Dear friend, I was given your name by a mutual acquaintance as a trustworthy and honest person. I have $16 million in a bank account I need to take out of my country, but I need a sponsor for my government to authorize the transfer. Half of that sum is reserved in your name, if you are willing to help. I promise you that if you assist me in this matter, I will give it all, $8 million to you, for your kindness. Please click on this link to start the online transfer process. Sincerely, Prince Hakim Hassan.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Empty Click. I'm pretty sure the term click is met with an empty response. Well, I seem to be sorrowfully mistaken. The students of this century identify as 12 general crowds in modern high schools. Popular, jocks, floaters, good ats, fine arts, brains, normals, donors, emo slash goths, anime MAGA kids, and loners. It's been half a century since I did my click streaming, but without the exception of emo goths, anime manga kids, I could pretty much ID one on sight. For myself, I crossed two of these subgroups during my high school stay, fine arts and brains. I actually graduated magna cum laude from university. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard. And I'm still not well, but what the hell. Here's my story. It's called Crosswords. Today's crossword was fiendishly difficult. I'd spent 20 minutes trying to figure out six across. Beginning with Spanish dippers at Brazilian barbecue. I didn't have a clue. My wife peered over my shoulder. Churrasco, she said brightly. What? The beginning of Spanish dippers, churros, and the Brazil barbecue thing, churrasco. She smiled disarmingly, whilst I plotted various ways of murdering her without getting caught. Okay, brains, I retorted. Try this. Two words, four and three. Last one, O-F-F. She gave me her unimpressed look. In that case, you'll find your dinner in the T-something-A-something-H. That's it. I'm off. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Even though I have a treadmill at home, I still like to walk in the rain. I get out my wet weather shoes and umbrella and put on my headphones and head out the door. There is something about the breeze and the moisture that's refreshing, and walking through a space with trees and grass and everything else is a lot more engaging in feeling than simply walking on a treadmill, even if there's a TV playing with a movie or scenery in which I try to lose myself. What's a few cold or allergy pills in the end, right?
Well, that's it for this week's weekly challenge. It was a pick two topics, give it all, empty, churrasco, finishly difficult, and click. And next week, the topic is going to be server. So I know I need to gather up all the topics that y'all have sent in with your stories and add them to the never-ending list. I'll get to it one of these days. I'll also get to posting the stories from last week. I'm lazy. At least the new system is running well, and I've run an HDMI cable under the carpet to where I roll the cart so I can have it up on the big TV as well as through, I can't even remember, direct something. There are like all these ports on it. I can't remember the names of things. I was about to say DirecTV. Anyway. Thank you all for being a part of this, and one of these days I'll get the stories up for this upcoming week. Maybe I'll record them all now. Anyway, thank you all, and as always, keep it brief.